J. Carroll Nash and Alan Reed starred in Life with Luigi on radio and also in a motion picture and on television. Nash created the role of Luigi Basco on radio after working many years as a great Hollywood character actor, often portraying villains or monsters. Alan Reed, who achieved his greatest success later on as the voice of Fred Flintstone on television, plays Luigi's landlord, Pasquale. So it's time now for part one of At the Racetrack, as originally broadcast June 5th, 1949, on Life with Luigi.
We invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Guy Holler and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the father. When Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventure. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, most wonderful thing about America is the different schools that I got here. There's a day school, night school, a public school, a private school, secretary school, a business school. And yesterday I'm going to read about a school special for people with tiny fingers. It's called a shorthand school. Well, Mamma Mia, it's getting late, and I'm got to go to my night school. The class is chipping in money to buy Miss Spaulding a present. And I'm not the one to miss this. Even though I don't know my lesson, because I'm thinking what to buy her. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. Promotion promotion.
Quiet, please, please. Fine. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, did the cat get your tongue?
You must have been in my delicatessen today. That's so perhaps. No, I don't mind the tongue so much, but the cat got too thirsty. He was drinking beer all day.
Mr. Schultz, that's ridiculous. How could the cat get into the beer?
Well, that's what kills me. All day long, I was standing around opening up cans for
it. All right, Mr. Schultz. Such talk. Sometimes I wonder what a psychoanalyst would make out of all this.
$25 an hour.
Now, class, our first problem in algebra is very simple, and you should easily be able to figure it out. Now, listen. If John can dig a ditch in one day, and it takes Mary 2 days to dig that ditch, how long would it take John and Mary digging together? Mr. Basco.
John and Mary?
That's right.
What's their second name?
Mr. Basco, that doesn't matter. Now listen, if John can dig a ditch in one day, and it takes Mary 2 days to dig it, how long would it take John and Mary digging together?
3 days?
No.
4 days?
No.
5 days?
Luigi, give them the weekend off.
Oh, no. Mr. Basco, you're not thinking today. Now, don't you remember what I taught you yesterday about X? Let X be the unknown quantity. Now, Mr. Basco, in that problem, how much is X?
70 cents a dozen.
I give up.
Miss Spaulding, you have called on everyone here, but you didn't call on me. My feelings are hurt.
There he goes again. Ooh, what a show-off. Einstein with a cool haircut.
Mr. Olson, I'm very sorry. You may give the class the answer.
Thank you. Using algebra with X, the unknown quantity, the answer is 16 hours.
That's perfect, Mr. Olson. Mr. Schultz, what do you think of that?
A bulldozer could have done the job in 30 minutes.
Now I will tell the class how I got the answer. Figure it out first with common sense. John digs the hole in one day. Mary digs it in 2 days. So I figure together they must dig the hole in less than one day.
Olsen, the next time John and Mary dig that hole, I hope it's for you.
So instead of trying to be so funny, why don't you try to show some interest and learn something about algebra?
Why, frankly, Miss Spalding, there's such a beautiful teacher as you.
Mr. Schultz.
So you are so lovely. It's sometimes very hard to concentrate.
Mr. Schultz.
Such beautiful blonde hair and blue eyes. I never...
Mr. Schultz.
Yes?
Well, finish what you were saying. My question can wait.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll return to J. Carroll Nash and Alan Reed in Life with Luigi right after these messages.
Now hear this.
MediaDay.com.
We don't know what we're going to find or what dangers we may face.
And now let's return to Life with Luigi, starring J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale.
Schultz, you're just in a time. We were starting to talk about the Miss Spalding's oppression.
The best is not good enough for her. Right, then I am shipping in my quarter right now.
Quarter? Olsen, what are you trying to do? Start inflation? The only thing you could buy with a quarter today is 2 dimes and a nigger.
Boy, let's leave it up to each person himself. I'm chipping in $10.
But we want to give her a present, not a life pension.
I'm agreeing with the Horowitz. I'm going to get $10 or two. How about you, Schultz?
I give twice whatever Olsen gives. There, don't bring him any hand my $10 bill.
Well, I give twice that. 2 fives.
Well, all right, Schultz.
Now we got $40. I got a good idea what to buy.
You don't know, Luigi. You're a bachelor. We buy one of those things like my wife has started.
What's that, Schultz?
Who knows what they call it? She wears it when she goes to sleep. It's made from pink satin or something. It's got 2 straps on top of it.
When I'm the back, it says World's Fair, New York, 1939.
I have a better idea. It's getting hot weather. Miss Spalding goes to the beach. So let's get her something modern. A Catalina swimsuit.
But to her, that's no good. She's not living a Catalina.
Oh, you little dumb cop.
You think if you go on a Pan American Clipper, you got to take a haircut?
Why don't we get her a smoking jacket?
No, I got an idea.
Maybe we can...
I told you, Luigi, what do you know?
Well, how about the cosmetics? Like Revlon nail polish?
That's good, but it's only 60 cents a bottle.
So she's got a pair of fingers up to $6.
Nothing doing. For $6, we can send her out and get her diamond eyes.
Look, everybody, I've got a better idea.
Oh, Luigi, will you stop?
Sure.
Give Luigi a chance to talk. What's your idea, Luigi?
Well, I was to think of something where we don't have to worry about a size or anything else.
Huh?
We get a pocketbook, and you know the thing with the powder. It's a compact.
Yeah.
That's a nice present, and it costs about $40.
It's a wonderful idea.
Luigi, if you had such a good idea, why didn't you open your mouth before and said the Luigi?
Hello,
Luigi. Hello, hello.
Oh, Pasquale, you excuse me. I'm in a big hurry now.
Wait a second, a little pumpkin ahead. What are you buying?
Well, I'm going to buy a present for somebody.
That's nice. It's about time you bought it, I'm thinking, for my Rosa.
Pasquale, this present is not for Rosa. Is it for a girl?
Oh. Don't answer that. Who
Wait. Since you when you've got enough for money to buy a president for somebody?
Well, it's for my school to teach Miss Spalding, who we ought to put in $40. I got a $20 to buy her nice pocketbook. And Schultz has got a $20 to buy her compact.
Now, wait. Don't rush it so fast. You know, Luigi, they got a saying in the barbershop. A fool and his money is soon apart in the middle. Luigi, what would happen if you lose this money?
Oh, Pasquale, that would be terrible.
That's what I thought.
Luigi, you better watch out.
Why?
They got a fellas walking around to give you a belt in the head to take away your money. That's what they call a money belt.
Money belt? For Pasquale, I thought in America they called them a robber.
Who's to live in America longer, you or me? Robbers is the one they wear on a rainy day. If you was to lose that money, you would do anything to get it back, wouldn't you? You might even, marry Rosa.
I wouldn't lose the money.
Don't be so sure. Luigi, I'm a little worried. Look, I'm a very busy man, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang around you all day and bodyguard your money.
You will verse for me, Pasquale. Why?
Because I'm in love with you, you little cabbage puss. You mind? We go to the store for your teacher's present.
All right.
Oh, wait. I'm just to remember something. Now is 12 o'clock. It's a bad time to go shopping. Department stores are full of pickpockets.
What?
Yeah, time to go is between the 5:30 and the 6. That's the bargain time.
Bargain time?
Sure. By that time, all of the pockets is a pick. Customers can afford to buy, they can't anymore. Prices to go down. When you walk in, you get twice as much of your money.
But, Pasquale, what are we going to do until 5:30 or 6 o'clock?
Don't worry. There's lots of things to do. We go to the park, enjoy the fresh air. Luigi, was you ever in a lake in a field?
No, what's that?
That's like a Santa Anita. You sit up in the stands, you get a nice sun tan, enjoy yourself.
This sounds a good Pasquale.
Sure, you're going to love it. Let's go. You're watching the horses that run around.
Horses?
Yes, it's like a zoo.
Oh,
it's wonderful of that. By the time you get it through looking at the green grass and the blue sky and smelling the fresh air, believe me, Luigi, you're going to feel like you went into the cleaners.
And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, in a minute, my good friend Pasquale and me, we're going to Lincoln Field. Right now, Pasquale is a run down to the corner for a minute. I think he must have bad itch. Because he's telling me he's a run out to buy a scratch sheet. But anyway, I think it was very nice of Pasquale to offer to help me watch him spoiling the present money.
Hey, Luigi, come on!
Oh, he's calling me now. I'm going to finish this letter late.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lincoln Field. Hold time for the first race is 1:30.
Well, Luigi, how you like it?
Well, it's a funny kind of park, Pasquale. No trees and no flowers and no mamas with a baby carriage. Only lots of people are running around and looking to worry. You know, I think they're all looking for jobs because they're all checking off the things in a newspaper.
Luigi, let me explain to you. Besides this being a park and a zoo, over here is also a race track. Sooner the horses are going to run around the track and people are going to bet on who's going to come in first. And everybody wins a lot of money.
Everybody's a win?
That's right.
Explain to me more about the disarray.
Ah, she get me to your brother. Well, to begin with, there's all kinds of races, you see. There's the maiden races, the steeplechases, and the daily doubles.
There's so much to learn.
Sure, 5 minutes to post time.
Well, Luigi, I'm going to make my first bet and start winning some money. You want to come along with me? Not that I would have let you bet.
No, 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 thanks, Pasquale. What is a good place to sit in the sun?
I've got a wonderful spot for you. Come on, right by the $2 window. Come on. Oh, what a race!
Pasquale, it's 5 o'clock. How long does it take to get to the Platinum Store from here?
Don't worry. You've got plenty of time to buy another present for your teacher. How you can sit around for 6 races without making a one bet, I'm not going to understand.
But, Pasquale, I've been telling you, it's enough of my money. I'm not going to touch.
Luigi, if it wasn't for me, I'm no care for you never make a bet. But a fellow who's owning this race tracker, he's a no like a slackers.
Place your bet for the 7th race.
Luigi, that man is a hollering at you.
Hello, Pasquale. What's happen if I'm losing the Spalding's money?
Luigi, in this race, it's impossible to lose.
I can't lose it.
Yeah, but, and look, Luigi, if you bet on this horse, a rose is a girl, that's a 200-to-1 shot. If you have $20, you get a $4,000 back after the race.
What a thousand of them, me.
Rose is a girl. What a hunch. My Rose says she's a girl.
And she's away as much as the horse.
Oh,
well, I thought I'd... Where I go, Pasquale?
Yeah, well, it's a $20 window. Hurry up.
All right, sir.
Next.
Number 3, 2 times.
Next.
Number 5, Dr. Klein to place.
Next.
I'm like to put in $20 down payment on my $4,000.
Look, mister, what's a horse you want to bet on?
A horse is a gal.
What's the number?
You mean a horse has got a telephone?
Look, mister, let's get moving. You want that Rose's gal? That's number 5.
All right, here's my $20. You're going to know it's mine. He's got a rubber band around and it's written in my name, Luigi Bosco. He's right under Lincoln as a bird.
Fine. Now, look, you want to bet that 20 win, place, or show?
Huh?
You want the horse to come in first, second, or third?
The horse will do whatever I want to?
No, no. Just how do you want to bet?
I'm expecting my horse to win.
20 to win. Window closed, that's all.
I'm a loser of the $20.
Yes, it looks alike. Luigi, how could you be such a terrible a man to better your own teacher's approach?
But if Pasquale was in your advice.
But if you was a real honest person, you wouldn't listen to me. Go away. If anything I hate, it's a gambler.
Pasquale, I'm going to do anything you ask me. Only promise me you're never going to tell anybody how I'm a bet the teacher the money on the race.
Sure, Luigi, I promise.
Wait, hey, wait. That's a Schultz.
Schultz?
Yeah. I think he was a following me.
Oh, he's a running away. Hey, Schultz, come in.
Oh, you catch me. Luigi, forgive me. I did a terrible thing. I bet me Spalding $20 on the race. Oh, forgive me, Luigi.
Billy and Schultz. Schultz seeing us something. I'm going to do the same thing.
You're not worse, Luigi. Luigi, we are the lowest things in the world.
What are we going to tell Olsen and Horowitz?
What is there to tell?
If I'm going to lose all of the money.
You lost. You don't have. I won.
It's worth it.
Certainly, you have the dope like for Schmarley gives you advice. I got some red hot tips from the smart fellow. By Harvey Weiss, the fellow from the racing team. Harvey, meet my friend Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, son, Mamma Mia. With the money, Schultz is a winner. Who has brought them this spotting summer wonderful present. A beautiful pocketbook and a two gloves. One for each hand. At the first, she used to say no. She said no can accept such expensive a present. But the whole class will make her take it. She can use it. And besides, in a few days, she's going to mark our final examination papers. And every little bit to help. Son of Luigi Bosco, the little immigrant.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we start, it's Luigi Bosco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conrad as Schultz, and Mary Ship as Miss Spaulding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray.